Ek jy reisend, in naam Jezus, jy nood zij met jy, en vrede van God, en zijn voorde, in de Heer Jezus Christus. Amen. Ik mag jy nou al hartelijk welkom heiten hier van Els Marius en de Jas, hier aan zijn meldzend, mag jy hier ook thuis feilen. De Heer, de havenswaarder, de gelegenheid geef, hoe wij ons gaan verzamelen in zijn huis, en onze zuil noorn van zijn woord. Waar we door te Eva gaan, wel we onze hebt aan eigen tom je bed. Himmelsche Vader, wie kom voor die genoden troon, danken die door wie de gelegenheid hebben, die woord te verkennen. Wie beden, Herr, voor de leraar van ons land, dat die woorden ons dat nog loten nog wieder doen. En mogen die ook niet die gaan, en nachfolgen, wat du von ihnen wärst. Wir weiten dort so ferken gund in der Welt noch, und wir beten dort, die Leute würden wel in die noch gehen, dort die Diener Weisheit würden wel haben, so dort das Land noch wieder so gesehen können werden. Und wir danken dir, dass du uns so gesehen hast. Und wir danken dir auch, dass du wieder Gelegenheit haben, deine Kinder zu sein und dass du eine Stadt für uns im Himmel hast, recht gemerkt, wann unsere Pilgerreise hier auf dieser Erde wird vor dich sein. Wir beten auch, dass du hier unsere Mädchen jetzt wirst sein und du uns wirst leiden und führen, so wie wir nun an dein Wort nun wollen anschicken. Und himmlischer Vater, wir danken dir bloß für alles, was du für uns getan hast. Das beten wir in Jesu Namen. Amen.
Das Wort Gott der Michels Lotter Genod, Nummer 360. Das Wort Gott der Michels Lotter Genod. Zu den Wunden, Nummer 327. All the free they were to find them.
For nils Morris, well, we will know the Old Testament going. Now, well, we do no in presumed chicken, no dem zin leven, no dem zin ye shecht. Now, well, we do no chicken and sein, is we do can no lief annehmen an ons leven. This morn, sie nomen wir Nehemiah. Dit is een gezicht van een man wat een grote lijf van zijn mensheid had. En dat is ook waar hij zich liet brokken van God. Dit is een gezicht waar ik leef als wij als christen willen gaan een grote lief van nemen. Waar wij willen gaan leren om te arbeiden, om de kerk te bouwen voor het koninkrijk. Hij wist ons, waar we gaan taub schaffen, waar er dan veel kon je doen worden. Hij wist ons, waar we gaan, onze goven, alle taubbrokken in een ziel gaan. Je wil wel van jou nooit im leven van deze mens checken. Een mens wat medelijd had God zijn wel te doen. Hier is een, hij wist wat er veel te doen, en hij wist ook wat dat moest je doen. En hij wist ook, dat wat er veel te doen, dat wordt nu niet met zijn eer te doen gaan, maar dat wordt God zijn eer zijn. Nee, God, die brokte ze niet meer niet om dat woord verkennigen. Maar hij brokte ze niet meer om de wand verspuren rondom Jeruzalem. En waarom we hier nu checken, ik heb er zijn, dat is niet meer, dat we een mens, die had geloven, de Heer aanvertrouwen, dat wie een man met je bed. Hij wie ook een man, wat niet opgeven deed. Hij geeft niet op, ze goa is hij al dat je instelt, moest schaffen. Dus hij deze woon verspuren deed, had hij je instelt, zegoa dat hij de mus mensen haan wat er oppassen deiden met je weer. Op deze tijd is Nehemia leefd, wie in de kinge Israël unter dem Druck von den Persien würde er sein. Und das Nehemiah, der hat einen sehr hohen Amt wie diesen König, diesen Persian König. Er wohnt da in dem Palast, wo das König war. Er wird jetzt ja wird nur dem König sein Koffer abpassen deit. Ein anderer wird, er braucht dem König einmal was zu trinken, wenn er was zu trinken will haben. Aber der wird eine Isaac für dort. Und er wird eine Isaac, warum das so eine welche Amt wird. Und er wird denken, ein Koffer wird da, oder ein Koffer mit irgendwas in ihm bringen, wird nicht ein so ein großer Amt sein. Aber der wird eine Isaac, warum so ein großer Amt wird. Zu der Zeit wird er immer eine Gefahr, dass ein anderer wird wollen ein König sein, dann würden die dort wird einmal zum Trinken wie und Koffel, da würden die durch Jaffen und dann, wenn die König dafür trinken, dann würde die sterben, dann würde das andere Jans ja König sein. Also, die, was der Koffel drehen, die muss dort einmal ihr schmecken, wo du am Koffel bauen wir. Sein ist dort jaftig wie oder nicht. Dann kann sich einer sich auch bedenken, dort der König hat einen großen Unvertrieb an Sohn, was sein Koffel drehen, die. Und dort ist der Amt, was das Nehemiah hat. Aber wenn er auch so einen großen Amt hat, hat er doch noch eine große Leib für seine Menschen. Und sein Ziel wäre, dass er wahr kann, die Menschen ihr Leben zurückbringen, was dort wird mal gewasst wäre. Ja, er hat sich gut gekümmert um die Menschen. Er hat ein ganz gemütliches Leben da in dem Palast und er hat damit gekonnt bleiben. Aber er will uns sich Hand geben für seine Menschen, so dort der auch Gott wird nur folgen. Und es ist nie mehr, die nur recht kriegen wird, dort die Stadt Jerusalem, die wir ganz angebracht worden und dort die Menschen nur mir vorwählen, wie sie sehr bedrängt. Wir haben noch nie mehr gegangen, im ersten Kapitel. Nehemiah, Chapter 1, Verse 3. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. Yes, Nehemiah, this is nur recht kriegen deid, dort wir alle umgekommen da, rie dort sein Hort an. Und er feil dort der Jesus Gottes, der wohl han, dort er hier so wort mert down. Und wo deid er dort? Von der ersten Tag, wenn sieht einer, wenn was erst von Menschen nicht gefallen wird, haben die Bild einen Protest oder einen Rally. Aber dort ist nicht, wo Nehemiah dort deid. Das erste Ding, was er deid, er ging im Gebet an und er deid fasten. Er bet Gott, dort der Hort von diesem König wird abgewegt worden und dort der König arm wird loten gehen, diese Menschen halten. Und war dann Nehemiah gehen im ersten Kapitel verfeiern saß. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. And often farsh, O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Das Nehemiah, der betet nicht bloß, doch Gott mit aller Tugend, das wird helfen, aber er betet erstens, dort der Sinn von seinen Sünden, die Menschen in den Sinn, würden vergeben sein wollen. Wir weiten dort Jerusalem, erst noch einmal Gott seine Stadt gewesen, und Nehemiah, hier dachte dort auch, er lebt die Stadt, wird machen, wird sein, frisch gebüht worden. Und wie es heute auch von dieser Stadt stammen deit, fällt er dort, wie er am Jerub worden, durch Hand zu gehen. Aber er deit Dinge erst planen. Sie nicht denken, wie er ging in Gebet, nur Gott. Und er betet nicht bloß, dass die Wein bei Jerusalem würden frisch gebüht worden, aber er betet auch zu Gott, dass er wird willens sein, zu gehen und dort down. Wir fürchten sein Fürchten, dass einer erst willens zu Wort zu beten, aber nicht so willens selbst gehen dort zu down. In der Herr, der Seite des Nehemiah, am fehlten seine Hänge, seine Feit und seine Ton. Hier ist Nehemiah, die Wahlens, dort alle abzugeben, dort an dem Paulus, und gehen vor dem Herrn durch arbeiten. Und was wäre der nächste Staub, was Nehemiah deit, nur sein Gebet? Er ging nur dem Kenning. Wir fingen dort in dem zweiten Kapitel, Vers 2, Bad 5. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid. Jus heit nur dem Kenning konnte er nicht verstärken von dem Kenning, dort heit er wort ab sein Hort liegen deit. Der Kenning, der konnte ihm dort auch sein. And said unto the king, Let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, For what dost thou make requests? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said unto the king, If it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. Ich habe gesagt, wo das Nehemiah nur dem Kenning kam? Demütig. Und wenn wir da wieder lesen in der Geschichte, fingen wir dort den Kenning, der jeft, arm nicht bloß die Freiheit der Hand zu gönnen, aber er jeft arm Mana, und Pied, in all das, was er wird fehlen, zum dort alle frisch bühen. Und es Nehemiah ist jenk, und sich dort hat becheckt, was er alle fehlt zu tun, mir kann ihn plonen. Und dort ist wichtig, dort einer auch einen Plon hat, wenn einer wird, hat hier Rechen zu tun. Und er nimmt die Menschen, was passt, wie ein jeder denkt, und geeft deine Arbeit. Aber diese Wand verspüren, darf ihr nicht das Geratste, was nie mehr jen am Hort können sein. Aber er hat jen Stand, diese Wand zu bühen. Dort geeft am mehr Trouble, ist die Wand bühen. En dan vang aan, hij is een verrapte buur in Duiden, in het tweede kapitel, de 19e vers. But when Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem, the Arabian, heard it, they laughed us to scorn, and despised us, and said, What is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Jo hier weeren, wat mana de mjuken spoos, over all dat. Aber Nehemiah kon ze niet abholen van dit doen. Nieder weeren vele mana, wat heide had, wat welens weeren de arbeid te doen. Jullie hadden alle de goof. En jeder deed wat zij kunnen doen. De arbeiden alle aan nur een ziel. En dat we voor de Heer te arbeiden. En dat de antwoord opgerecht waren worden. En de deuren ook waren fresh gemerkt worden. Je dit als. Wanneer de ganse geschicht bekeken deed, een gouden bijspel, waar wij als christen wouden kunnen zoveel doen, om God zijn koninkrijk buien hier op deze aarde. Je doet wij eerstens weer een lijf, barmherzigheid, de wij eenigheid, wie dit het alle hoopduiden. En wie zijn wanneer hij eenmaal een sportsgame watchen deed, dat wanneer iemand door een score merken deed, als plus de jansje wat een score merken deed, wat zich vrijen deed, die doen alle, die gaan alle en klappen die man of hupsen op die nap, vrijen zich alle dat door een score is gemerkt worden. En zo zal het ook in ons christelijke leven zijn. Wie zullen ons alle vrijen, want door een is, wat een goede arbeid voor de Heer en deed. Wie zullen niet zijn, zoals we hier lezen deden, voor die wat door je een weeren. Maar wie zullen die wat mout toespreken. Maar even weer gaan met deze geschicht, wil ik u nog alle die geleden kon op Chinees te gaan. Wer immer dann kann. Und hierum wendet euch mit mir zum Gebet und betet im Namen Jesu. Der Herr, hier unsere Gebete und sei uns allen gnädig.
Please take your blue books and turn to page number 236. Must they go in empty-handed? Can we stand, please?
Savior.
Thank you.
We know that there are many people involved that help the ministry in our church. God's word is preached. The deacons are looking after the needs in the church. We have Sunday school teachers. We have youth leaders. People serving in committees, sound men, serving groups, song leaders, pianists, organists, ushers, church custodians, those serving on the board, those looking after finances, and I'm sure I have missed some. And we certainly do not want to forget the prayer warriors in our church. And we know that many of you are working behind the scenes. Your names are never mentioned, but your work and your prayers are felt and are so important as we all work towards one common goal, to help build the kingdom of God. Yes, a lot more could be done, I'm sure. There's always one more need. God has given us different work assignments. He has equipped us with different gifts and abilities that are suited to us. We have a responsibility to do. We are responsible what he has called us to do, and we are also responsible to make ourselves available like Nehemiah did. And we will also someday give an account of what we have done with the job that the Lord has called us to do. In 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. But as Nehemiah also found out, we have an enemy whose goal is to hinder the Lord's work. You want to go to Nehemiah again, chapter 4. First of all, verses 6 to 9. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. So when these individuals or these people found out that the wall job of the wall was going ahead, they were going to stop it. Continue with verse 13. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places. I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned, all of us, to the wall, everyone unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields and the bows, and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah, and they which builded on the wall, and they that bare burdens with those that laded, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had a sword girded by his side, and so builded, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Yes, Nehemiah found out that he had a lot of opposition. So did all of this opposition bring a halt to building that wall? No, it didn't. What did this opposition do? This opposition strengthened the teamwork of this building of the wall. When we read in verse 9, "Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them." They were not intimidated by these people who opposed them, but they were inspired by the power of the God to move forward. Yes, he said, "Fight for your brethren, your wives, and your houses." Dear friends, these also are the people that make up our churches. We too have an enemy like Nehemiah did. It is the very same enemy that worked at hindering and rebuilding the wall. Yes, this enemy is with us also today. But we must also remember the very same God that inspired and empowered Nehemiah is also our God. And he is doing the same for us today as he did in Nehemiah's time. Yet Nehemiah did not have his focus on how strong his enemy was, but rather his focus was on how big his God was. This also reminds us of the story of David and Goliath. We know that David was no match for Goliath. Goliath was a giant, an experienced fighter. And what was David? He was a shepherd boy, taking care of sheep. But David knew and depended on the strength of his God. When we go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 44 to 47. "And the Philistine said to David, 'Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field.' Then said David to the Philistine, 'Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.'" Here we also see a man that did not look at how big his enemy was, but he rather looked at how big his God was. And in order to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem was no easy task. All the work had to be done by hand. I believe they did not have the kind of equipment we have today. And yet, in spite of all the work involved and the opposition of the enemy, The wall was rebuilt in 52 days. We go to Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15 and 16. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. That is what it all did. Even the enemies, at the end of all this, had to admit that it was God. So we find that even the enemy acknowledged that this was a great work. This Nehemiah was an example of a man who was committed to the cause, was dedicated to his work, and was not defeated by the threat of an enemy. Yes, the walls of Jerusalem needed to be rebuilt. And Nehemiah was not only dedicated to his own people, but also knew that this work was for the Lord. Even though this was God's project, God used man, used his hands and feet to finish it. Yes, the enemy was there. And Nehemiah and his people needed to take measures to protect themselves. In Nehemiah 4, verses 15 to 18 that we read before, how they all had to have swords by their sides as they were building. And he had set aside some individuals to look out for this enemy. But we are no different today. The church is under attack today. False religions mixing with the Christian faith, the alternate lifestyles, making light of many of the teachings that you find in God's word. In 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Yes, the most effective prayer that we have today is what Nehemiah started off with, and that was prayer. There were three things that Nehemiah and his people focused upon: to pray to God, to watch for the enemy, and to work for the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. We need to watch. He is there. In James 1, verse 22 to 25, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And then going to James chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yes, we need to pray. We need to be fervent in our prayers. In other words, like Nehemiah, have a goal. And in the book of Acts, we read of many occasions where the church prayed and miraculous things happened. And also with Nehemiah, he prayed and things happened. And in the Old Testament, we see how the word of God was carried from one generation to the next generation. And in the New Testament, this trend continues, starting with the gospel of Jesus Christ and the apostles, the birth of the church in Acts, and has continued from one generation to another generation to our present age. Yes, God has used individuals to make this happen. And if we just look at that whole picture, thousands of years ago, when God created mankind, this is where our journey as mankind started. But we were not alone. Mankind also had opposition. Satan was also there from the beginning. So we can see that Satan has been the opposition also for thousands of years, but has never succeeded. But God's people, they have continued and they have succeeded and will continue to succeed to the end when he will come again. Yes, all of this continued because of individuals that were willing vessels. It did not happen on its own. Oh yes, God is almighty. He could have done anything. But God chose to use individuals. Now we are the generation that needs to continue. Continue to preach, to teach, to evangelize, to do whatever needs to be done to help build God's kingdom. And we know that a lot of work is being done right now to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. And even though much is being done, we cannot become complacent, but rather we need to be alert. We need to be available like Nehemiah when God calls, that we are there to help as we are able. Yes, we appreciate all that are willing to help. And we know that just in a church, there's a lot of positions that need to be done. They need to be filled in order for the church to function. And just like our body has many members, each member in a church also has a function. But we all need to work towards one common goal, then there will be unity. Yes, your support, whether time or financial, Your encouragement and your prayers are always appreciated. We read of the Great Commission in Matthew. Matthew 28, starting with verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. There is room for each one of us in this command. Let's make ourselves available like Nehemiah did. And then let us pray, watch, and work. And remember, the Lord will not overlook a good deed, however small it may be. It will not go unnoticed by our Lord and Savior. He will give his reward to each one of us. And may the Lord bless you for what you're doing for his kingdom. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us unite for closing prayer. Father, as we come to the close of this worship service, we first of all want to thank you for your Spirit's presence, knowing that without you, your word would have had little meaning. Help us to remember that in you we are free, even though some of our freedoms in this life are taken away. May we understand that the evil around us can never win over your goodness. We thank you for the opportunity of being your children and having the privilege of working for your kingdom. We ask that you also be with those that are lonely, those that are struggling in this life, or whatever else there is that burdens them down. May you put your loving arms around them and give them comfort and encouragement. This we pray in our Savior's name, Jesus. Amen. We always have an opportunity to pray, not only here, but also at home. We can call upon the Lord in the morning and evening. And whoever is able, let us once again kneel in prayer. May the Lord hear prayers and be merciful unto us.
Once again, take the blue book, turn to page 483. He the pearly gates will open. 483. Just the same through test.
Good morning. The Altoona Summerfeld Church will be hosting evening services led by Bishop Isaac Fair of the Seminole Summerfeld Church on Monday, February 26th to Friday, March 1st. So if you're interested in attending that, there's more details in your bulletin. And we've been encouraged today to help serve. There's still serving opportunities in the bulletin. And I'd like to add one more to that. We have a family of three in Winkler that are new to Canada. And they'd like to attend this service, this first service, but they're needing a ride to church until the father has his paperwork completed and he can get his driver's license. So if you're able to help with this, please contact me. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Jake, for those announcements. I also want to thank you for coming this morning, partaking in our worship service and song and prayer, and the Lord will truly bless you for that. Let us unite for the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. May you go in the peace of the Lord.